Christmas is a time for giving and receiving gifts, as the children have reminded us about this morning. And it really all began on that first Christmas day when God gave us the wonderful gift of Jesus. John 3, verse 16, perhaps one of the most well-known Bible verses, says that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That is amazing when you stop and think about it. Eternal life, a home in heaven, can be ours by believing in, by trusting in Jesus as our Savior, by really receiving the gift of Jesus and the forgiveness that he has to offer by faith. Well, not only does God offer us the gift of Jesus, the Bible tells us that God also offers us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, as recorded in Luke chapter 11, verses 11 through 13, "Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" I was reading a booklet just last night about the Holy Spirit, and it pointed out in that booklet that the gift of the Holy Spirit is the only gift referred to in Scripture as the promise of the Father. The promise of the Father. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Now, why would we need the Holy Spirit? Lots and lots and lots of reasons. But I think one of the main reasons why we need the gift of the Holy Spirit is we need the Holy Spirit to live the Christian life. We need the Holy Spirit to help us live the kinds of lives that please God, the kinds of lives that bring a smile to his face. And let me let you in on a little secret this morning. It is not just difficult to live the Christian life. It is impossible. Have you discovered that yet? I've said this to a congregation before, and likely will say it many times again. It is not just difficult to live the Christian life. It is impossible. For in the final analysis, only Jesus Christ can live the Christian life properly. But the good news is, the great news is, that God, by a miracle of his grace, has made it possible for Jesus to come and live in us so that he might live his life through us in the person and the power of the Holy Spirit. That, my friends, is why we need, desperately need, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The technical term, the theological term of some of what I am talking about this morning is sanctification. Last Sunday, for those who were here, we handed out an informational booklet about our denomination. And I talked about Jesus being our Savior. This Sunday, I want to talk for just a few minutes about Jesus being our sanctifier. And we do have a few extra copies of these booklets, by the way, in the welcome booth in the main entryway. Now, the words sanctifier, sanctified, sanctification are words that we do not normally use in everyday conversation anymore. So what does it mean to be sanctified? Well, in the interest of time, and at the risk of grossly oversimplifying, a very important subject. Let me summarize it this way. To be sanctified involves being separated, being dedicated, and being filled. Sanctification involves being separated from sin. With every temptation that comes our way, we can ask God to help us to resist that sin, to separate ourselves from it, to renounce it, and to refuse it. Sanctification also involves being dedicated. Dedicated entirely and wholeheartedly to God and to God alone. A man by the name of A.W. Tozer used to say, "Are you willing to lose all in order to gain all?" Dedicated. And then to be sanctified also means to be filled. To be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5 verse 18 is a command where it says, "Do not get drunk on wine," which leads to debauchery. "Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit." A command. We are not to be filled with an influence. We are not to be filled with a sensation. We are not to be filled with a set of ideas or truths. We are not even to be filled with a blessing. We are to be filled with a person, the person of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Jesus. Perhaps it would be helpful to think of it in terms of being filled as being controlled by. If you are filled with anger, you are being controlled by that anger. If you're filled with jealousy, you are being controlled by that jealousy. But if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you are allowing God the Holy Spirit to direct your life, to control your actions. Now, last Sunday, for those who were here, I shared a little bit about a man by the name of Albert Benjamin Simpson. Albert Benjamin Simpson is considered to be the founder of the denomination that our church belongs to, the Christian and Missionary Alliance. Simpson, by the way, was a Canadian born on Prince Edward Island. Well, Simpson's first church that he pastored was Knox Presbyterian Church in Hamilton, Ontario. He enjoyed great success with 750 new members added to the church in just 8 years. That was very impressive. His next church was in Louisville, Kentucky. Again, tremendous success with lots of positive things happening. But even though everything looked great on the outside, a bitter conflict was raging within Simpson on the inside. This bright, intelligent, successful pastor sometimes struggled with pride and often struggled with discouragement. He often struggled with discouragement. But then one day, as Simpson was reading a book titled The Higher Christian Life, it finally dawned on Simpson that Jesus had not just saved him from hell and then left him on his own to somehow struggle through this life as best as he could. No. Simpson began to realize that the Christ who saved him was also the Christ who wanted to sanctify him. That the Jesus who died for Albert was the same Jesus who wanted to live his life through Albert, substituting his strength and his holiness, his love and his joy and his faith and his power in exchange for the hopelessness and the helplessness that Simpson was experiencing. Let me share with you just a little bit about my journey in all of this. It was during my first year at Canadian Bible College, when CBC used to be on Louvain and 4th, when it was here in Regina. Under the teaching of one of my professors, Dr. Raymond McFarlane Kinchlow, that I came to a clearer understanding of the person and the work of God the Holy Spirit. Now, I am sure I had heard about the Holy Spirit before that moment in time, but for some reason it just did not register. But one day it clicked. The lights came on, finally came together. And I prayed and I asked to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, nothing spectacular happened. No supernatural manifestations, no lightning bolt from heaven. But neither did any of those things happen when, by faith, I prayed to trust Christ as my Savior. I guess that's just part of my personality, part of my temperament, part of God's way of working with me. But since praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and now as every day, I pray that God, the Holy Spirit, will continue to be filling me moment by moment. I can say that I have noticed more of the fruit of the Spirit becoming genuine and evident and authentic in my life. The fruit of the Spirit is listed for us in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, being God's love, God's joy, God's peace, His patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. As we yield to the filling and control of God the Holy Spirit, certainly the fruit of the Spirit, the evidence of Christ living within, will become more pronounced, more distinctive, more authentic. So I have a question for you this morning. If you are trusting Jesus as your Savior, that's wonderful. Are you also trusting Jesus to be your sanctifier? If not, or if you're not sure, then after the service, I would like to give you a gift of a little booklet by Bill Bright titled, Have You Made the Wonderful Discovery of the Spirit-Filled Life? It will help you better understand sanctification, this ongoing process of being separated from sin, of being dedicated to God, and of being filled with the Holy Spirit, yielding control to the Lordship of Christ in every area of your life. I want to close this morning with a quote from Billy Graham. When we think of Billy Graham, probably most of us think of him as an evangelist who faithfully encouraged people to trust Christ as their personal Savior, and certainly that is true. Billy Graham wanted people to be in right relationship with God. He wanted people to know that Jesus was their Savior. Would it surprise you to learn that Billy Graham also encouraged people to rely on the Holy Spirit in this whole area of sanctification? Well, he did. In fact, he wrote an entire book that is simply titled The Holy Spirit. And here is a quote that I want to share with you as we conclude. Billy Graham says, I am convinced that to be filled with the Spirit is not an option, but a necessity. It is indispensable for the abundant life and for fruitful service. The Spirit-filled life is not abnormal. It is the normal Christian life. Anything less is subnormal. It is less than what God wants and provides for His children. Therefore, to be filled with the Spirit should never be thought of is an unusual or unique experience for or known by only a select few. It is intended for all, needed by all, and available to all. That is why the Scripture commands all of us be filled with the Spirit. Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the wonderful gift of Jesus that we particularly celebrate at Christmas time. We thank you for sending Jesus to be the Savior of the world. As John 3:16 says, you so loved the world that you gave your one and only Son that whoever believes shall not perish, but have eternal life. We thank you for that gift of salvation. But we also thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who wants to so fill us and control us in ways that will help to direct us in living lives that honor you, living lives that please you. We know that at the moment of salvation, you, by your Holy Spirit, you do reside within us. But sometimes we resist your leadership, your lordship. And even though you are within us, sometimes we are reluctant to give to you all of us, every area. And so I pray, oh God, that if there's anyone here this morning who for whatever reason has not yet trusted Jesus as Savior, that you would help them to do that before they leave this building today. And if there's anyone here who is trusting Christ as Savior, but has not yet experienced Christ as sanctifier, the filling of the Holy Spirit, pray that you would help them to have the courage to ask for more information, to ask for help, to ask for prayer, and to leave here changed, transformed, empowered to live the kinds of lives that please you in our thoughts, in our words, in our deeds, in our actions. May more and more of the fruit of the Spirit be genuine, be evident. May we be more Christ-like in our conduct and in our character. And that can only be accomplished through the filling of the Holy Spirit. So help us to that end, we pray. In Jesus' name, for His glory, amen.